1976, while working for the Baptist Sunday School Board, I was living in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, the wonderful place to live, and I had a little farm which gave me access to a barn and a lot of opportunities to do things that I wanted to do in the way of building things and repairing and raising some cattle. A friend of mine called and said he had been given a bus for his ministry. He was an evangelist, and he wondered if I would convert it to a motorhome for he and his family, his wife and two daughters. I said, of course, I'd be happy to do that, because I had been building mobile clinics and mobile disaster units since 1967 in Texas. When he rolled in the yard with that thing, I took one look at it and my heart fell. Oh my goodness, it was the ugliest. Well, to call it ugly would have been a compliment, really. It was awful. It was a 1949 street bus from San Diego, California. It had been in a junkyard for a number of years. The paint was either badly faded or non-existent. It had dents in it, several places. The front bumper was missing, and it was generally an absolute wreck. He parked it beside my motorhome, which was only a few months old. And I prayed for it every day. Every day I'd go to work, I'd pass that thing sitting in the yard, look at it and pray, Lord, what are we going to do with this? I prayed every day, Father, Lord, what are we going to do with this? How can I make this livable for anybody? Well, eventually, I felt guilty about having a motorhome sitting in my yard that was mine, a new one, that I wasn't using right then, and here he was on the road with his family and needed one. I told my wife that I wonder if the Lord would have us give our motorhome to Jim and keep this old bus and do something with it. She said, I've been praying about that. Now, you have to understand, my wife was a prayer warrior. I mean, she was a godly woman. And when she and I did anything, we did it together after prayer. That's how we lasted 66 years as a married couple. A married family is wonderful. Well, we worked, I prayed about it some more, and finally I just came to the conclusion that's what God wanted. So I called my evangelist friend, told him to come and pick up the motorhome. When he pulled in the yard and saw what I was giving him, his jaw dropped. He said, oh my goodness, you're giving me yours? And I said, yes, that's what God wants us to do. Well, what about the bus? I said, I don't have the slightest idea about the bus, but we'll work on it. In the months to come, I began to think, as I looked at it, about making it into a mobile disaster unit. When I looked under the in the engine compartment, I was amazed. The man who had it before I got it had taken out the old Buick engine and had put in an International Harvester truck engine, an automatic transmission, the two-speed axle, and it was a powerhouse. And run, oh my goodness, it would run 70 miles an hour. It just with ease, it was amazing. And it, when you went to climb a hill with it, it would shift into the lower rear end ratio, and just no trouble, just run right over it, never slow down. But the bus, oh, it was terrible. Well, as I looked at it, I began to pray, and God gave me ideas about doing this and that to it. And finally, I began to work on it in such a way that, okay, Lord, this is your assignment. As I worked, he gave me just ideas day by day. I was able to put four bunks in it. I was able to make a kitchen in it, small kitchen, install a place for refrigerator and freezer. And I thought, well, if it's going to be a disaster relief unit, it may be next to the curb, but it may be on the street. So I arranged the kitchen attachments to go on both sides of the bus. each one. I could put the kitchen on the right or on the left. It didn't make any difference. Had water tanks put in. Had two types of water systems, a gravity system and a power or pressure system. I realized that there's not room for the tables and things that you would need, the kitchen equipment, the stoves and things on the bus. So instead, I designed a trailer. Now the trailer was, it was about 25 feet long, and it had a separation in the middle with rails where I could put furniture like the stoves and the kitchen equipment and things all behind it, with the tables and things for serving. And in front of it, I could store the food, which would be over the double axles and keep the weight properly. And in the front, I fixed a bench and made a place for repairs. It made a little shop area there, equipped with the tool kit and things. And my son donated his Suzuki 125 motorcycle, so I put it in there also and fixed it where it would have a place. I called a friend of mine in Atlanta, Georgia, and asked him if he would, he's with a company that built trailers. I said, this is what I need. I described it, and he said, send me the plans. And I drew it up, sent him the plans. He said, be about $13,500, John. I said, I don't have that much. I only have $7,500. He said, well, let me see what I can do. He called me back in about 3 weeks and said, bring me a check for $7,500 and come get your trailer. I said, what happened? He said, I told the owner of the company what we were doing and why. When the workers found out what we were doing and why, they volunteered to come back on Saturday and build it. And not have to charge for the labor or anything. So you're getting this trailer just for the materials it took to build it. Well, I got it home and I hooked it onto the bus. Now, by this time I discovered the uses of Bondo, and I had patched up all of the dents in the sides. I'd taken some iron, I-beams and made a front bumper and painted it nice and white. And I'd painted the whole bus white, and it was looking pretty nice. As we worked on it, it was just amazing how everything went together. And when I finished with it, I was taken on assignment by the Baptist Sunday School Board to Kansas Nebraska Baptist Convention to review their camp situation. Because at the Sunday School Board, I was the outdoor education consultant and the camp instructor, and I was writing materials for camps. So we were looking over the camp and examining it, and we got in the car and started back to where I could catch an airplane. And I said, I wish you would pray for me. And my leader said, what's up? I said, I'm building a mobile disaster unit, and I don't know who it's for. God just led me to build it. He said, oh my goodness, well, our convention has just decided to go into disaster relief mode, and we're looking for a disaster unit. I said, wonderful. He said, how much is it? And I said, well, that's just it. I've got about $13,500 in it, but the Lord's telling me to ask $10,000 for it, and he'll make up the rest. The man swerved all over the interstate and said, what, $10,000? I said, yes. He said, that is exactly the amount of money in our budget for the disaster relief unit. Well, make a long story short, they came and got it. I taught them to drive it in the parking lot of the junior high school in Mount Juliet, and they got it home and discovered all the assets that it had and what it could do. And they used it not only as a disaster relief unit, but they used it as a church building unit, because it had a generator and water and air compressor and all this stuff. It was amazing. See, only God could orchestrate a thing like that. Oh, by the way, we were able to buy another motorhome later that was bigger and better. God is so good. Only God could do a thing like that.